Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Heaven.
Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good girls and guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than our Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1, or you can check out our Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or you can again go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, or Sons of Liberty Media. Now, friends, phone lines will be accessible for the next 2 hours. That number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And, folks, we also have to tell you that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, namely the state-controlled media. What we want to do is we want to do what our forefathers told us, study the past, and in doing that, we can understand the old past, which is the good way, Jeremiah 6:16, and that's exactly what we're doing on this radio show. Folks, this week, or actually today, I want to talk a little bit about Mr. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who is out, the former New York City mayor, the homosexual himself, and his cronies. Well, what they're doing is they're getting caught in their latest lie, because this time they're trying to convince the residents of the safest state in the nation that they really live in an American crime hotbed. Now, instead of actually empowering them and in arming them citizens, I mean, if the crime rate's just out of hand, well, then arm the citizens. Well, no, that's not what these anti-gunners want to do. What they want to do is they want to disarm you. And if they want to disarm you, you better keep in mind, friends, and you better bet your bottom dollar, it's not about gun control in the sense of controlling the issues. No, it's about controlling the gun and who has the guns. Now, I say that for the very purpose that it was actually Mao Zedong who said in 1938 that all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. He said, the Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Again, Mao Zedong said that. That's what we're going to be talking about first hour and second hour. Last week, we were in Arlington, Virginia, and while we were there, we went to Arlington Cemetery. I want to tell you, and I want to share with you, friends, the standard in which those that guard the Tomb of the Unknown, I want to show you great specificity. I mean, some of the stuff that these guys have to go through before that they can actually stand guard over the dead, which is awesome. And by the way, friends, it's second to none. You're going to stand back and say, are you kidding me? Is this for real? It's really this real. And this is how much these men find themselves in a state of gratitude towards those that fought, bled, and died down, to give them what they have today, that they want to meet the standards. And once they meet the standards, friends, then they can guard the Tomb of the Unknown. They have to actually receive a tomb badge is what it's called. I'm going to get to that second hour. But before we do that, friends, let's get over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. I got some really interesting stuff going on online right now. And by the way, we wanted to tell you thank you as well for sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're 6 months old. Over the last 30 days, days, we've had over 900,000 page visits. So that means that you guys are incrementally growing this website 100 to 125,000 per month. So we appreciate that. We also want to tell you thank you very much for making this radio show the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks nationwide and, well, worldwide, really. First and second hour are ranked number one. And during the week, we also want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number two show on Genesis Communication Networks as well. So we wanted to give you a shout out, tell you thank you very much for that. And in going over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down just a little bit on the right. We have an opportunity for you to win a Joshua MK5. It's a beautiful weapon. There's plenty of room for you to go ahead and click onto that. Throw your name in the hat because, folks, you have a good opportunity. It's all over coming up on the 15th of next month. Again, win a Joshua MK5. Check it out. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The interesting stuff that we have scrolling right now is never before seen footage of Ted Cruz speaking about his wife's connection to the CFR. You might want to see that, folks. I can guarantee you this right now. Nobody else is carrying this article. And it's actual footage. And I want to tell you something, folks. I'm sick of politicians. I'm sick of the games that they play. And just going off of what I've seen firsthand, this is my first reaction to what I've seen concerning Mr. Ted Cruz speaking about his wife's connection to the CFR. He is a slick joker, and I don't like people like that. Now, I'm not condemning the guy. I'm not jumping the gun. I'm just telling you this is the first glance that I've seen of this guy concerning footage from 2 years ago when he was confronted by him who did the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com concerning his wife's connection to the CFR. Check it out. To me, folks, it's he's a little too slick for me. He's a little too telling for me. It's like when he goes on the camera, it's like he's on cue. And once he's off camera, he's a completely different person. Folks, we know them for who they are in private because that's who they are in public, okay? There shouldn't be this 3, 2, 1, you're on now. It should be this is who I am all the time. And again, check that article out, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have none other than our friend Bill O'Reilly from Fox, and I say that sarcastically, friends. I've never been a big fan of his. I would like very much for him to pull me on his show on any topic in which he would like because I know he likes to basically bulldoze anybody he has on his show, and no matter what, he's always right when, in fact, friends, he's completely wrong in many cases. But in saying that, why in heaven would anyone cast a Muslim to play Jesus in his movie, Killing Jesus? Who would cast a Muslim to play Jesus in his movie? And why would that be given a pass? That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Yesterday we shared with you, friends, how the FBI is begging Congress, please give us unlawful backdoor access to cell phones. Friends, rest assured they've been doing this since the 90s. They're just trying to make it as public as possible so when they get caught doing it, it's not like everybody didn't already know. See, this is what's going on again. Friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com confirmed the pilot of the German Wings plane deliberately destroyed. We're also finding out that he had a psychiatric problem, and he was probably on antidepressants. And, folks, if that's the case, we'll run another show in this up-and-coming week on the dangers of these antidepressants, dangerous psychotropic drugs. And outside of that, folks, got lots to talk about today. Let's get over to the radical homosexual Michael Bloomberg, former New York City mayor, and how he's trying to convince the good people of Vermont that it's just a gangster's paradise. You have crime up to your neck. It's a crime hotbed. No stop.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Let me highlight a couple more articles that we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, because I know that there's a lot of favorites coming up before the eyes of the American people. They think they're the good guys, but we have to pull the curtain back on them. And I'm not saying they're the bad guys yet, friends. I'm simply saying we judge them by their fruit. But we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Scott Walker backs illegals becoming citizens. Well, of course, that's immigration, right? But he claims he doesn't support amnesty. You read it. You tell the columnist or the contributor exactly what your thoughts are. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, more than 200,000 of the 700,000 U.S. troops sent to Iraq and Kuwait during the Gulf War were hit by nerve gas. Check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, there's just so much to read up on as to what's going on. Bo Bergdahl gives his reason for abandoning his post. It was the military's fault. I mean, folks, it's so sick. You know what? It's like with me, even in my house. It's not an issue of who was right and who was wrong. The issue with me is let's get the job done the right way. I don't care personally who's right or wrong in some particular situations, as long as things are getting done the right way. So I'm not abandoning the right. I'm just simply saying, friends, when we look at the politics in the commentary, in the news feed that we're fed 24/7 in this country, it just gets to the point of overkill. Here's another one. Trey Gowdy exposes Hillary Clinton's criminal activity. Great. That's awesome. What has Trey Gowdy done to bring about resolve concerning any of the things that he's actually attacked? Concerning criminals in government. What happened to the IRS scandal? What happened to Fast and Furious? What happened to Benghazi? I don't care if Trey Gowdy exposes Hillary Clinton's criminal activity or not. I care that she's brought to justice. That's what I care about. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Folks, here, let me give you an analogy really quick, because we're going to be talking about Welcome to Michael Bloomberg's Gangster's Paradise in just a moment here, talking about the state of Vermont, and he's an anti-gunner. We're going to talk about him in just a moment. But, folks, what would you think of me if I said, hey, did you hear about the murder? The guy had an AK-47. He killed off 50 people. He committed 50 different crimes, right? An AK-47. He killed off 50 different people. All right, this is what we hear about in the state-controlled media. The AK-47, it's an assault rifle. A place of origin, Soviet Union. In service since 1949 to the present. Beautiful guns, by the way, too. Weapons. Production history. The designer was Mikhail. I'm not even going to try to say this guy's last name. It was designed in 1946 and 1948. Did you hear about the guy that killed 50 different people with an AK-47? This is conservative talk, friends. Produced in 1949. Number built, 75 million AK-47s. Now 100 million. Okay. Specifications. The weight without magazine, 3.47, 7.7 pounds. This is conservative talk, friends. Did you hear about the guy that killed 50 different people with an AK-47?
Yeah.
Did you hear about him? The length of the AK-47 is a fixed wooden stock, 35 inches, okay? 875 millimeters, 34.4 in folding stock extended, 645 millimeters, 25.4 in stock folded. Did you guys hear about the guy that killed 50 people with an AK-47? This is conservative talk, friends.
Okay, I think I'm getting the point.
No, I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Because this is how ridiculous and rhetorical conservative talk is. Hey, folks, did you hear about the guy that killed 50 people with an AK-47? Hey, did you see the barrel length on an AK-47? The overall length is 415 millimeters. That's 16.3. Rifle bore length, that's 369 millimeters. That's 14.5. Hey, guys, did you hear about the guy that killed 50 people with an AK-47? This is conservative talk, friends. This is conservative talk. Did you know that the cartridge action rate on fire and of fire is 7.62 times 39? It's gas operated, this AK-47 is. It's a rotating bolt. It has a cycle rate of fire, 600 rounds per minute. Wow, that's impressive. Hey, guys, did you hear about the guy that killed 50 different people with an AK-47? This is conservative talk, friends. This is conservative talk. They got you talking about the specifications, the production history, the service history. They got you talking about the weapon, the AK-47. They magnify the crimes. Did you hear about the 50 people that were killed? Did you hear about the 50 people that were killed? Did you hear about the 50 people that were killed, friends? Hey, folks, Trey Gowdy exposes Hillary Clinton's criminal activity. How many times has she been popped? How many times has Harry Reid been popped? Or Pelosi been popped? Or Barack Hussein Obama been caught committing crimes? But just talk about the crimes and just magnify the crimes. Don't actually point your finger at the person that pulled the trigger. Because if you do, conservatives, then you're going to actually have to do something about the problem.
Well, I think that's a great point because we hear over and over and over again, like you said, Hillary Clinton, she's exposed. Look at Barack Obama, Clinton. He's exposed. So on and so forth. Yes, Clinton. So when you look at that and you say, show me the money. What's actually been done to her because of her crimes? What is the justice that we see that's been done? What about
None.
Fast and Furious,
Zero.
The IRS
Zilch.
Scandal, Benghazi?
Nope.
Where is the justice? Where is the justice in the sense of the families who lost loved ones? Where is the justice for them, those people who look and say, listen, we're looking to our government to do us good,
yeah.
And we're being done bad.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking to the government to do anything but get out of the way because they have no business in the affairs of your life, friends. Their business is to get out, not to come help. Zero. Zilch. They're not supposed to be in your affairs whatsoever. Friends, they have two purposes. To deal with outside enemies and to bring justice to those that within and are within. That's it. How are they policing the world? How are they into this and that and the other thing? But going back to my point. Hey, folks, conservative talk. Did you hear about the AK-47? This is what it has diminished to. Did you hear about the AK-47 that killed 50 different people?
Mm-hmm. Same thing
hey, folks,
over
did you
and
hear,
over and over
did
again.
Did you hear about the AK-47 that killed 50 different people, friends? Did you hear about the AK-47? Every day, day in and day out and day in and day out, and people feed on it. It's vanity. It's empty. It's worthless. And it's food that's destroying the country. Hey, did you know that the AK-47, the muzzle velocity, is 715? Did you know the effective firing range is 380 yards, the AK-47? Did you hear about the AK-47 that killed 50 people, friends? This is what you have fallen for. The sights on an AK-47, 100 to 800, adjustable iron sights. Did you know that the sight radius on an AK-47 is 378 millimeters? That's 14.9. Hey, folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that killed 50 people? Is there something missing here, conservatives? Is there something missing here, Christians and patriots? Hey, folks, Obama's administration is now having us in our military fight side by side with our sworn enemies in Iran. The FBI director begs Congress, please give us unlawful backdoor access to cell phones. Folks, they're already doing that. Right? Okay, but friends, who's pulling the trigger? Who's pulling the trigger here? Here, I have another article right here for you, friends, just to show you what people put up with in this country. Harry Reid is retiring. It's a shame he isn't being charged with treason, corruption, or bad behavior. No, because no one's pointing the finger of justice at Harry Reid. Nobody's calling for justice. Nobody's calling for impeachments. Nobody's calling for indictments. We have another article on Sons of Liberty Media, just posted yesterday, just to show you how vain the American people have become. Because, folks, what I'm talking about right now is conservative talk. Did you hear about the AK-47 that killed 50 people? Is anybody asking the question, who did the shooting? Yet, America knows who the shooters are. America knows who those that are committing the crimes against them. But they're talking about the AK-47. They're talking about the service history. They're talking about the production history. They're talking about the specifications. But they're not talking about justice. And then you wonder why you're losing your freedoms. I can understand why this is the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. Because people are sick of the talk. Right? Hello? I mean, is anybody frustrated about what's going on? Here's another article, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Yes, Virginia, Obamacare is still unconstitutional. What is everybody talking about? The specifications of Obamacare. Has anybody taken the time to see who implemented Obamacare? And has anybody taken the time to see the unconstitutionality of Obamacare? Therefore, unlawful means of implementing Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution? Nope. And because you leave it off, the one that pulled the trigger is free to go do it again. Right? I'm going to make some more of these points when we come back, friends, because this stuff jacks me up. The American people are MIA as Obama continues unabated as he destroys the country.
To get prepared expo. For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheehan. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty. Hey, Sons of Liberty Radio that day, man.
Folks, I seriously, when I get caught up in reading off the information, because this is live radio on Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and I get so frustrated with the way people respond to what's going on in this country.
Or don't respond.
Or don't respond.
Yep.
Well, the response is just like what you were just saying. And folks, what I've been talking about here is I've been highlighting the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people. And by the way, the state-controlled media has led you about. They have led you to their talking points, and that's why they're winning the day. But even when someone shot and killed, isn't it interesting that they want to get rid of the gun, and then they show mercy on the criminal? And they completely overlook the victim. Let me say this. The mercies of the wicked are cruel. But this is all there to divert you from what really matters. And I can go online, friends. Again, I was just talking about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people. I'm just using this as an analogy. And then I began to give you service history, production history, the specifications of the AK-47. Beautiful weapon, by the way. It's probably it's absolutely beautiful. It is a beautiful weapon. I see why government corruption doesn't want you to have one. Because they know that if you have one of these, you can defend yourself if need be. But in saying that, everybody's talking about the AK-47 in the conservative movement, in the patriot movement, and in the Christian movement, right? The lack thereof in all three categories. They talk about the specifications of the gun, but they won't talk about the person that pulled the trigger. And without justice, you're going to lose your liberties, friends. I mean, I'm just on another website right now, just kind of highlighting and proving my point again. Wow. MSM caught lying, breaking Jade Helm update. Okay, so who's the person lying? Okay, Saudi failure in Yemen will result in direct U.S. military intervention. Okay, who's the person for the breach between the two that the United States military might have to intervene? Police to mandate hands-up policy during road stops. Hey, by the way, friends, I have friends that are cops, and I just talked to one the other day, and I was asking them some information, and I wanted to see what was going on. Interestingly enough, so I am a great advocate for the police, the good cops, because there's more good than there's bad. But again, the state-controlled media loves to highlight the bad. But I got to tell you this. I watched one this morning where a cop pulled over this black dude, and he pulled his gun out on him, and in the process of that, he started to choke him, and then another cop came over, and then another cop started to jack him in the head 16 times. This was in Michigan. And then another cop arrived on the scene, and then he tasered him 3 times, this black dude, for absolutely nothing. And what they found was that the black dude actually worked. He had no criminal record whatsoever. This is all caught on tape. Mm-hmm. He had no criminal record whatsoever, okay? And then on top of that, they found that he worked for Ford for 37 years as a faithful employee, okay? So the cops at this point knew they were in trouble, especially when they found out that everything was taped, okay? But interestingly enough, even watching the video, friends, that black dude did absolutely nothing. And I seen 4 cops, 5 cops, 6 cops pounding on this guy with a big gash in his head. And I'll tell you, that was the first one that really got me to the point where it was like, you know what? No. No. That is completely way over the top. And what's interesting about it is when the reports came out, for some reason, all 6 of the police officers that apprehended this individual who would not submit to police authority, I guess he was shouting, "I'll kill you," to the cops, but none of their microphones worked that day.
Yeah, all the squad cars that came,
yeah,
none of them were.
And what's interesting about it is all of a sudden, they found a little baggie of cocaine in this man's car. It doesn't fit the profile, friends. And then, interestingly enough, they found out that one of the cop that was jacking this dude in the head 16 times, was busted back in the early 2000s for actually planting evidence into people's cars. And folks, I'm telling you what. That was the first video that I watched where it's like, dude, you're way off base. I'm sorry, I seen another one where a guy was in, I believe it was in Arizona. He pulls over this old man and he throws him on the ground. It's like, you know what? They're on a power trip, and I'm sick and tired of it. Okay? And for the most part, I'm the first one to stand behind the good cops because they have families, and we also know just in San Jose the other day, another one was shot. I'm sick and tired of that.
You know, that's a good point. I don't want to point out the fact that, listen, on both sides of the spectrum, you have good cops, you have bad cops.
Those that are ruled by law and those that are not ruled by
law.
That's
right, and then you have people who are criminals and people who aren't criminals. We're not going to say, well, we're just going to be on the side of the police no matter what they do, and we're not going to say we're just going to be on the side of the victim no matter what they do.
We're on the side of rights.
Right, we're on the side of truth, so we're going to call it a police officer who violates the law, and we're going to call it an individual who violates the law. It doesn't matter who it is. Injustice is injustice, whether or not you're a police officer, whether or not you're the victim or the criminal, because we'll call it out on both sides. And to keep it fair and honest, we know there's good people on both sides of the spectrum, and that's why we call it out for what it is. Like we said, we're not an aristocrat or a Democrat. We're a Christocrat. We're staying on the line of truth.
I brought that up because I just seen police to mandate hands-up policy during road stops. Not. Yeah. That ain't going to fly, friends. It's just not going to fly. Here's another article. Hillary Clinton wiped email server clean, refuses to turn it over.
Oh, what?
Just listen to that headline, okay? But this is going out to millions of people every day in this country that are talking about her emails. We already know she's a criminal.
Yeah.
But let's get them diverted. Let's get them talking about what's on the emails. Let's get them talking about how the server was cleaned, not the fact that she's been busted how many hundreds of times in the face of the American people, but there's little Hillary Rodman and Clinton and just doing her thing, and she thinks she's above the law. Folks, let's start talking about the person that's pulling the trigger. Because until we start talking about the person that's pulling the trigger, committing the crimes, There's no sense in talking about the AK-47 that's committing the crimes, because the AK-47, without someone pulling the trigger, didn't do it on its own. And by the way, when a crime's committed, the gun's not thrown in jail. The person that pulled the trigger is going to jail. And see, when it works for corrupt government, I'll tell you what, then they want to talk about the person that pulled the trigger. You know, but the state-controlled media will never call their own to account, so the American people have to stand up and do it for them, because once the state-controlled media realizes that you're not going to tolerate the crime of the person pulling the trigger anymore, guess what? Then you begin to control the talking points. Because they know that you're not going to put up with their regurgitation.
Right. Now, I want to grant the point on the true story of Amazing Grace. William Wilberforce, that man who fought for the liberation of African Americans, black people, in his home country. When you look at him, and he was talking back and forth, this one woman, and she said to me, it seems to me that if there's a bad taste in your mouth, you spit it out. You don't keep swallowing it back. And in this case, you don't keep swishing it around in your mouth. Yes. These talking points, we swish it around in our mouths. Every day they're spewed out from conservative radio. The same old this and that. And did you expose this guy for this crime? Expose this lady for her crimes? And what do? We keep talking about it. We keep swishing it around in our mouth rather than spitting it out, dealing with the problem, bringing forth justice, and moving on. See, these always keep coming up because they're never dealt with. If you have a kid that keeps acting up and he's never dealt with, he's going to keep doing it.
Well, it's
going to
stop through an apathetic people.
Exactly.
When the government no longer profits from the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Then it will stop. As a matter of fact, go to the voluntary, let's talk about the IRS for a moment. That voluntary tax system, you know, what happens if you don't pay your taxes, friends? What happens?
You'd be in big trouble.
Exactly right. See, but if people would have dealt with that in 1913, we wouldn't have the issue in the first place.
Yeah, like anything.
That's exactly right. It wants to root itself into the ground of corruption to control the people through totalitarian methods, and that's exactly what's happening here. Let's jump over to... Go ahead.
I got to say something when you say, because you said something good there. It's got to root itself into the ground of corruption. This is what happens is people, or things like Obamacare, whatever, like taxes, whatever, it roots itself in the bottom of corruption, and rather than people taking the axe to the root of the tree and uprooting that tree, they spend all their time debating about the branches that came off that tree.
That's what I was talking about yesterday.
Yeah, so rather than going to the root of the problem and what's really to be taken care of and dealt with, all we do is debate. All these branches, we want to cut off this little branch over here and this little, and it's not going to change the tree.
No.
You got to go to the trunk. You got to go to the root of the problem.
That tree needs to be uprooted.
That's right.
Twice dead from the roots, and you need to throw it out into the fire, friends. And that's exactly where America is right now. And until they do something about it, nothing's going to get better. It's only going to get worse. But let's get over here to the state of Vermont. I want you to check out the mentality of these people, okay? And I want you to think about what I'm going to say next, because we're going to go over to the anti-gunner again, the radical homosexual himself, Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, and his cronies. They get caught once again in their latest lie, this time trying to convince residents of Vermont, the safest state in our union, that they really live in an American crime hotbed. Okay? As a matter of fact, I want to highlight this too. America's violent crime rate in Vermont is 69% below average and 79% below California's, a state that has already has so-called universal background checks. But I want you to check this out, okay? Instead of Michael Bloomberg going there and saying, listen, guys, you live in an American crime hotbed. You live in a hotbed of crime. You have crime all over the place. We need to arm you.
Yep.
So crime is deterred. He says we need universal background checks because we're taking steps to disarm you, because really what we're trying to do is we're trying to protect you from the bad guy, when in fact the bad guys are those that are trying to give you your universal background checks because they want to disarm you. And again, friends, this comes to nothing new. Remember, Mao Zedong said all political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. That's why they're trying to disarm you, America. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to highlight some of Michael Bloomberg and his little crony buddies. I want you to see who they are, because you're going to find out who the criminals are. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back after this break.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Friends, this reminds me of the conversation I'm having right now, and this is just kind of coming to my aid. Amos 7:8 says this. Now, Amos, keep in mind, was sent as a prophet to go to a nation. He wasn't a son of a prophet. He was just called upon to do what others were unwilling to do at that particular time. But notice God showed Amos, this is what's going to happen to these people because of this. This is what's going to happen to this group of people because of this. And God was very specific concerning his judgments, to the point where he said to Amos, he said, "And the Lord said unto me, Amos, saying, What seest thou? And he said, I see a plumb line. Then said the Lord, Behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. He said, I will not pass by them anymore. Amos 7:8. In other words, people have been told, they've been warned, and because of it, I'm going to drop the word. And you're going to be my last line of warning to those people if they will not listen.
Prophets usually are.
That's exactly the point that Amos was making.
Yeah.
And in saying that, friends, what happens when the people in this country say, no more? That's, you know what, we got to start a motto here, no more. Maybe we should start singing no more or something. I can be creative right now if you'd like me to be.
I'm ready for it. Go ahead.
Right, I'm not sure that I am. And
I'm not sure
that
the audience is ready for it.
I wonder if where we would rate if I actually sang.
We might sink just a little bit.
Yeah, but the point, in all seriousness, people, when you say enough is enough and hold their feet
to
the fire and bring justice concerning those that serve we the people, that message needs to be sent, because if it is not sent, nothing's going to change. Going back to welcome to Michael Bloomberg's gangster paradise. He's out in Vermont, this criminal is, trying to convince them that they live in an American crime hotbed. And interestingly enough, people might want to know who Michael Bloomberg and his little cronies are. Because we learned in the past about the criminal acts of anti-gun mayors. We found out that these anti-gun mayors are criminals. Guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes such as, ready for this? Tax evasion. Extortion. Accepting bribes. These are the people that want to disarm you, friends. Child pornography they have been busted with. Trademark counterfeiting. Perjury. And one demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Of course, because he had congressional immunity, he thinks he's above the law. You see how this works? These are the people, friends, that are trying to disarm you. These are the people that are trying to get you to go along, to get along, so at length they can disarm you. Now, when we look at the history of these guys, and I can go back in history just a little bit, and I'll do that, you're going to find out that these anti-gunners, these are the guys that are responsible for killing off their own people. Hey, call me crazy, but I noticed something happened back in 1938. By a little weirdo with a short mustache named Adolf Hitler, when he killed off millions of Jews and others who were unable to defend themselves. They were all rounded up and exterminated. But this is the guy that said we needed gun control in 1938. See, these are the same people, same mindset, friends. I share with people daily, when you go and check out some of these pictures of these people that Barack Hussein Obama has around his administration, folks, you cannot convince me that they are us. They are not of the same spirit. And when you go back and even go into Nuremberg trials and you look at their faces, you knew something was amiss. And you take that to the present and you look at their faces, friends, and you tell me it's not the same spirit in these same people. There's nothing new under the sun, friends. Joseph Stalin, the dictator of the Soviet Union, you know, that anti-gunner from 1924 to 1953, he said if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, he said, we shall disarm it ourselves. Really? See, that's what big government does. And that's what you need to be aware of, friends. When you have a standing army there to attack its own people, when you have a state-controlled media demonizing the militia, friends, you are the militia, 17 to 45 years old. Here, when you read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, what does it say? It says a well-regulated militia. You are the militia, and when you read the Constitution of the United States of America, you'll find that the militia is there to work with good government concerning invasion. Why would this state-controlled media demonize your militia, friends? And give me one example of where militia in the United States of America got out of hand. Where the government wasn't caught trying to make them out to be something that they weren't. Show me. Sell me the money. I want to know. You can't find it. Yet this is what the state-controlled media rides. They don't have any evidence. Zero. Zilch. Nada. They want to make the good people out to be the bad people. That makes the state-controlled media and those that control the state-controlled media the good guys, see? You see? 1929, the Soviet Union established gun control from 1929 to 1953. 20 million dissidents, unable to defend themselves, were rounded up and exterminated by their own man. By their own dictator, by their own leader. The leader of their country. Let me say this again, America. The Bill of Rights are thou shall not to those that serve we the people. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. See, America hasn't come to terms with this, that the state-controlled media highlights gun crimes. Do they not? See, but you got to keep in mind, it's the same government that sanctions some of these video games that are being played as free speech, as they're teaching through Hollywood as well, the young people how to commit the crimes, and then you have gun-grabbing politicians wanting to take away their guns that allowed them to be taught how to commit the crime. Yet, if you go back in our history, friends, you'll see that if a crime was committed during a movie, That criminal had to be brought to justice before the end of the movie. Are they teaching you that now? Nope. Justice is the guardian of liberty. They've taken away the word justice because they've taken away the law. And at length, the American people allowed the law of God to be taken away. Well, at least so they think for a moment. You're seeing the fruit of that, and it's not good for you. But see, this is what we have to come to terms with, friends. This is the stuff that we're being told daily. Or you can look at the criminal himself, Attorney General Eric Holder, who said he wanted to change people's minds. You can go online right now, friends. It's all over the place. He wanted to change the people's minds back in the 90s concerning guns, how they looked at guns. Guns, guns, guns. You know, and it's interesting when you go to the UN building in New York, it's interesting they have a little handgun with the snub of the end of the gun tied in a knot. But when you go on to the front door of the UN and you want to go in, it's interesting they have armed guards there.
Yeah, it's good for everybody else with them.
Of course. Mm-hmm. You know, but this is nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, and I want to notice, too, the Second Amendment there. So, you know, when you're talking about a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So you say, why do they make the militia out look so weird, a bunch of weirdos? Because they understand that while a people is armed, you cannot control them.
Well,
you
cannot, wouldn't work any other way.
You cannot fulfill your agenda.
That's right.
So you've got to demonize them.
And see, what we want to do on this show is pull the curtain off because there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known, so you can understand who the bad guys are. And it's those that are advocating the gun agenda, gun control. They're the criminals. This is, hey folks, the minute they say we have to do something about guns, you need to remove them right there. And you need to pull the curtain back on them and you will find a laundry list of crimes, rest assured.
Yeah, and as you're talking
rest
about,
assured.
You know, when you're talking about, you know, Vermont and how they're saying, you know, this is the gangster, you know, capital and so on and so forth. Well, listen, any good leader would say, listen, if I've got a problem with unlawful criminals in my state, my county, my city, my whatever, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to arm all of my law-abiding
citizens.
Go to
Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. When you go to Kennesaw, Georgia, you actually see that what happened was with them in Kennesaw, Georgia, they required all lawful citizens to own a firearm. They had zero crime. They had one murder, I think it was
12
like
years.
12 years from an out-of-state. He wasn't even a part of their state, so from an out-of-state criminal. The criminals that were in the jail system there, they were interviewing them, and they said they knew to stay out of Kennesaw,
that's
Georgia,
right,
because they were an armed people. The criminals knew where not to go. So when we look at that, and we can see that it shows that those people who are lawful citizens, who actually own and keep and bear arms, crime actually disintegrates and deteriorates to virtually nothing when a people are armed lawfully and lawful people possess firearms.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
It's a proven fact.
That's right. And it's also interesting to know, folks, that our military, those are our grandpas and our grandmas and our dads and our moms and our uncles and our aunts and our cousins and our neighbors. And isn't it interesting they want to arm the military against the people while they attempt to disarm the American people, but they forget. See, this is where they're having some serious issues. They're finding that the military, I know it's like turning lights on to someone that's been sitting in a dark room for some of these mental cases, literally, friends, and I'm not even saying that to be funny, mentally ill individuals, that those that are in the military actually are our sons and our daughters. So what they're having to do now is they're actually having to drug them up and then bring them back and then label them as criminals too so they can disarm them. See how this is all working, friends? But this is what America's tolerating today. We'll be right back for hour two coming up on the other side.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000 year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. 866-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.